Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avrom, Avrom hoylid is Yitzchak. So the first obvious question is why the Torah, this week's parasha, starts with that Indian. That's an Indian we already learned before. And this parasha is designated to talk about Yitzchak and Rivka having Yankov and Esav. In fact, Rashi says right away, Eila told us Yitzchak. So if Rashi, Yankov and Esav amurim b'parasha. So Rashi is making it clear that the toldos of this week's parasha is Yankov and Esav. You have to know why Rashi said that either. What's Rashi's point to say that? You read the psukim, you see it's Yankov and Esav. What's Rashi adding? But Rashi Lemaisa says we're talking about Yankov and Esav amurim b'parasha. So if that's the case, why does the pasuk start with Avraham hoylid as Yitzchak? Now, Rashi gives us a little bit of a biur, but doesn't really answer the question that we're dealing with now. Rashi explains why is it necessary at all to say Avraham hoylid as Yitzchak. So Rashi says, Tovracha. He says, L'fisha hoylid tzoni ador oimrim. The jokers, the mockers of the generation said, Mi Avimelech Nisabro Sora. That Sora Yemenu was really impregnated by Avimelech. And Memele Ma'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Tzor Klast upon him Shul Yitzchok Doim El Avro. Vehidu HaKoyel Avro Mohilud Es Yitzchok. So Trashi, Vizeo Shok Kosov Kan Avro Mohilud Es Yitzchok. So the obvious question is, even if that is the reason why the Torah had to say Avraham hoylid es Yitzchak, because there was actually a Leitzoni Hador that created this question mark where he came from, right? Let's accept that. Even after we accept that, it's still a Pella. What's it doing here? What's it doing here? Yitzchak's a middle-aged man now. This is not when Yitzchak was born. If you want to tell me, when it says in last week's parasha, the parasha before, Vashem pokar esorah kasher omar, over there it says Avraham, that makes sense. Because when Yitzchak was born, that's when the Leitzonim, now when Yitzchak is 40 years old, now the Leitzonim are not talking. When Yitzchak is 60 years old, now in this week's parasha, the Leitzonim are not talking anymore. This is old news. So the news was then, when Yitzchak was born, that's where these Leitzonim had what to say for themselves. So that question still remains. Why over here does the parasha begin with the Yisoid of Avraham Hoylid Es Yitzchak? What's the point of that?
So that they can argue who's the inheritor of Avraham now. Maybe it's Avraham's getting older now, they'll claim Yishmael really should be the only son of Avraham.
What do you mean?
Meaning the Yerusha. Meaning proving that the Yerusha is not going to go to Yitzchak. That really.
What I'm saying is, when was this resolved? Rashi says Hashem made a miracle that Yitzchak Mamish looked exactly like Avraham. So everybody now admitted. When did they say that? When Yitzchak was 60?
No, but
I'm just saying. When was this resolved? At the time. So it was no longer a discussion. My point is, now when Yitzchak was 60 years old, that old news from when Yitzchak was born 60 years ago, and there were Leitzonim then who are probably dead already, but whatever, maybe some of them are still alive, the Leitzonim then that said that Avraham wasn't the one who impregnated Sarah, so Hashem, to rectify that, Hashem made Yitzchak look exactly like Avraham Avinu. And by doing that, Rashi says, he rectified the problem. Which means that for the last 60 years, people have been saying, Avraham hoylid es Yitzchak. So what's that have to do with Pasha's told us? That's the problem. Okay. Pasuk says that Sari Meinu was an Akara, Rachel was an Akara. She needed tefillas. Vayeta Yitzchak l'noich achishto ki akori. Yitzchak. Rivka was an akar. And right afterwards, the Torah follows by saying, Vayisroitzitzu abonim bekirba. And this pasuk perhaps is the most difficult one in the parasha. The children were bouncing around, kicking, to go out. You took my Rivka Imenu. Okay? The giantess of the generation. Rivka Imenu. Today, if you had a regular woman that was pregnant, a regular, fine, firm lady that was pregnant, and the kids were kicking around and she couldn't understand why they were kicking and kicking here, kicking there, she would say, you know what? Suicide. You'd say either the lady is a very sick person. She has a very warped way of thinking. She needs medication. Or she's Nishmat Alamin. He told my Rivka Imenu. Rivka Imenu. That's the response of one of the Moyas. Loma Zanoichi? What do I need this whole thing for? Does that make sense? And even after all the Pshatim, it's still a plea. The Navi comes to try to basically have a woman here that's not feeling very well. So the Navi has to give her therapy. So the Navi tells her, don't worry. Vayomer Hashem lo, shnei goyim bevitnech, shnei lum meach yipogedu. Everything's going to be good. You have two kids here. The obvious question is, what does two kids do? So now I know. So now she had one kid that was kicking here by a base of the Zohar and kicking to go out by the base Medrash. So she was very nervous because this kid is not wholesomely good. He's not only kicking to go by the base Medrash, he's also kicking to go by the base of the Zohar. The Navi says, so she says, you know, if that's the case, I don't need this whole thing. I don't need the whole thing. So the Navi says, don't worry, I have two kids. One is always going to the Beis Medrash, and the other one is always going to the Beis Avodah Zarah. Thank you very much. Would that make you feel very good? So you're pregnant, you have two kids. You thought you had one kid that had a shtickel schizophrenia. He's going to the Beis Medrash, he's going to the Beis Avodah Zarah. And for that alone, you said, forget it, the whole thing's not worth it. So the Navi comes and says, don't worry. You got two of them. The kid that's kicking by the Beis Avodah Zarah, he's always going to Avodah Zarah. And the other one is always good. Now she's happy. Now she got Menucha. So of course the Bali Musar explained that it's better if somebody's directed and they know where they're going, even if it's to bad, then somebody's all over the place. Somebody's all over the place, you can't work with them. You can't even eventually stray them. But somebody who knows where they're going, because Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel, when the Jews were, some of the Klai Yisrael strayed after the Nevi Abal, they went after the false Nevi'im, so Eliyahu HaNovi tells Klai Yisrael, tell me, who do you believe in? Do you believe in the Nevi'im, Nevi Hashem? Well, do you believe in the Nevi'ah Baal? And Eliyahu was famous pasuk. How long are you going to be dangling? So everybody asks. It's mashmal Eliyahu would have been happier if they say, you know what? We're going after the Baal. We're going after Avodah Zarah. Then if they say, we don't know who we're going. A little here, a little there. A little. So the pshat, the Bali Machshava say, is that somebody who's all over the place, you can't get him anywhere. So if he's a little this and a little that, he's a little, can't do anything. So Eliyahu HaNavi felt, if they can come to a clear approach where they're heading, then he could possibly help them. But if they're Pesach HaBeis HaSifim, if they're a little this and a little that, then you need a nace from Shemayim. And that's when he called in Shemayim to assist him, because he can't help them. Same thing Rivka Imenu, that's what they want to say. She has this kid, he's going after here, he's going after there, he's can't be helped. The Navi says, don't worry. You got one that's going to the right place, and the other one is going to the wrong place. And as long as he's going to the wrong place, you can work with him. If he's nishtayin and nishtayin, that's worse. That's the way. Besides that teretz is very hard to absorb. And I believe that every Yiddish imam would rather hear that her son has a netiyah to Beis Medrash and also to Avodah Zarah, than to hear that he's only going to Avodah Zarah. Right? Even after we take all of that in, it's still unclear. Let's say Rivka really thought she has one kid that's being pulled in both directions. So that's it. Loma ze anoichi? Then what do I need anything for? Your job is to be Moilid Banim, not to ask questions. Chizkiyahu HaMelech made that mistake. Chizkiyahu HaMelech saw a benevuah. He's going to have a child that's not going to be proper. So he said, forget it. He didn't get married. The Novi comes to him, Yeshaya Novi comes to him. He says, Yechayiv Misa. So he tells him, what do you mean? I saw benevuah, I saw Baruch HaKadosh, I'm going to have... So he told him, Adikiv Shachman HaLomolch, that's not your job. Your job is not to worry what the kids will be like. Your job is to do the mitzvah Hashem gave you. That's your job. Yeah, that's your job. Ah, you saw Baruch HaKodesh, it's not going to work out. That's not your job. That's Hashem's job. Same thing with Rivka. The same exact conversation that Yeshayahu ben Amoitz had with Chizkiyahu HaMelech, we could be having with Rivka. And if I were the Navi, I would have thought that's what the Navi would have told her. What are you busy asking questions on Hashem? You have a mitzvah to have children. You have a husband's a godly ador. Go ahead. Don't question what's going to be. Don't worry. Hashem will take care. If you just do a good job, you do the best job you can do. And your number one is to have the child or children. Additionally, this already, all of the Mefarshim ask, many, many. Rivka couldn't come up with this idea by herself. Twins wasn't rare then. Everybody was born with twins. According to many, all of the Shvatim were born with twins. Twins was very common. Why did Rivka come up with... If the only thing that the Navi gave her that was relief for her was the fact that there's twins, she could have come up with the same thing without a sonogram. That there's twins. Huh? Oh, a Navi also, you have to realize, doesn't automatically... get every nevuah. This nevuah had to be given to through a Navi. Okay. That doesn't matter. You could be a Navi and not have a nevuah. That's a different thing. Avram Avinu, Rivka, sorry, Menu had certain things revealed to her that Avram didn't have revealed to him. That's not a kasha.
But this situation, she didn't get nevuah.
She didn't get nevuah. But the strange thing is, what did the Navi tell her that you needed a Navi for? She couldn't figure out on her own. It could be twins. She's ready to give up everything. Loma zeh. The Navi says, it's two kids. Oh, Baruch Hashem. She couldn't come up with that herself. She couldn't come up herself that they could be twins. What forced her to say, especially since that was the trend. The trend was to have twins.
The trend was to have a boy and a girl.
So, noch besser.
She was worried that the boy was running to the Avodah Zarah and the girl was running to the... Beis Medrash, and she wanted a boy to be the one.
Why would she think that?
She was worried.
I mean, if I was right, it wasn't just she was worried. That's what you have to realize, David. She said, Loma ze anoichi. That's a complete, almost like I'm giving up. Anyway, the Navi in his response to her tells us something which is very difficult. Why that would make her feel good, as we said. She's going to have two children. One of them is going to be an Esav HaRosh. Any Jewish mother today, you tell her she's going to have an Esav HaRosh. No matter what you tell, it's not going to make her feel good. Okay? Now, if you say, you know what, you're going to have an Esav HaRosh, but you should know that when he gets older, you'll have a lot of nachas from him. Okay. I tell that to parents all the time. Sometimes people in the shul come to me, they have a kid, having trouble with the kid. I said, don't worry, you'll have nachas from the kid. Makes the parent feel better. And Baruch Hashem, they usually have nachas. Baruch Hashem. At the end of the day, they have nachas. But imagine you come to me with a kid that's giving you Gehenim. I say, you know what? Don't worry about it. In 2,000 years, there's going to be a ugur enikul from this kid that's mamish going to be azayun azans. Mamish terrific. Would that make you feel better? I mean, would that make you feel better? So you're going to have an Esav, and Esav is going to have a bunch of Esavs. But don't worry, in the time of the Tanoim, there's going to be an Antoninus. That's what the Navi told her. Rashi says, Shnei Geyim Bevitnech. He didn't just say there's two, and one is bad, one is good. Even the bad one has a future. There'll be down the road, that'll make a mess. If I told that to any parent, they would faint from despair. Come to me with a kid with a problem. I say, listen, you're right. This kid talk is Taurus. And nothing's going to happen with this kid. He's going to marry a shiksa. But you should know, in 2,000 years, from this kid, there'll be a goy enoku. It's talking going to be a tzatzke. Mamish ager. It's going to be a ger. And mamish going to be mamish a tzatzke. Would that give anybody relief? But that's what the Navi told Rivka. Don't worry. Shnei geyim bevitnech. And the bad one also is going to have Antoninus for Rebbe. Manishmakan, what's going on? So I want to share with you an idea of what I think could be the beer here, really built on the Torah of the Chido. The concept. And the Chido and the Baal Shem together. The Baal Shem already explains why the Emoyas were Akoros. Why were they Akoros? So we know Hashem is Mesavel at Tfilin Shel Tzadikim. But if you go through that, then every Tzadik should be in it. Every Tzadik and Tzadik should be in Akoros. Right? So why were the Emoyas Akoros? And if you think about it, it's almost contradictory to the position. The obvious in Emoyas, their job was to be Moilet. That was their essence. So it's almost ironic that the Molidim of Klal Yisrael should be Akoris. Their job, their mission in the world was to bring up generations for Klal Yisrael. They were born without that ability. So the Baal Shem has a fascinating idea. The Baal Shem says that there's something called genes, just like there's Gashmi's genes. There's Ruchni's genes. So just like the, and now in the medical field, I just had a Talmud by my house now. He works for he's in the business, he's in finance. So he's working, promoting a company that's doing gene testing for cancer. Unbelievable. Now there's 30 dominant genes that they test for in advance to save a tremendous amount of lives. It's a swab. They do a swab. They put in the mouth. They take you don't have to take a blood test even. They do is take a swab of the saliva, the saliva in the mouth. And from that they could test the 30 most dominant cancers that exist, whether you have a pronency to it. And if you do, Rachmanis, they have all kinds of things they could do to help that it shouldn't happen. Ranging obviously from premature surgery, that's obviously a dramatic thing to do, drastic, to smaller things that could be done. He told me this, I guess David, you probably are familiar with this, there's premature chemotherapy. There's certain type of chemotherapies that they give people who don't have cancer because they have a gene. They almost pre-treat it. It's obviously, it's not regular chemotherapy, but it's, I guess it kills the gene. I don't know exactly how it works, but he said that there's even, Mamish and I had a meeting an hour ago with this Talmud. Yeah, Shilas, Halacha Shilas. But there's Ruch, just like there's physical genes, there's Ruchni's genes. In fact, the Ran, in last week's parasha, learns that's the whole reason why Avram wanted to go El Mishpachta. Because the Benoi Seretz Kenan, they had bad genes for Midas. Wasn't that they weren't frum enough? Because his Mishpacha wasn't very religious either. It's Chilev Devon Azori, everything. But there were some kind of better genes for Midas. So it's a gene. So the Baal Shem Tov says that when a child is born, he has the genes of the parents. So he says Avram came from Terach. That's bad genes. Terach was bad genes. I'm talking about spiritually. Bad genes. Sorry, Mena. Bad genes. Both came from Rishon. So if they would have naturally been able to produce children, The child has three shutfim: father, mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did Banisham do? Says the Baal Shem Tov, he made them that they can't have children. Sterile. So when Avram gave birth, it was only the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a super koyach to have children, isolated from Terach and his where he came from. That's why Avram was an Akor. Sarah, same thing. Sarah was an Akor. And that's why they were done that way. Now, Yitzchak came from a tzaddik and a tzaddikus. So Yitzchak didn't have to be an Akor, says the Baal Shem. She was an Akor. Why was she an Akor? Because she was born from Rishon. So maybe she needed to be an Akor. So she was an Akor. Says the Baal Shem, Ein edoyim tefilas tzadik ben tzadik tefilas tzadik ben rosh. Chazal say Hashem listened to Yitzchak, not Rivka. Because his tefillah was different than hers. Everybody asks why. So the Baal Shem Givaldik. Because Hamispal bat chaveiro inena tchila. Yitzchak didn't have to daven about himself. He wasn't an oko. See, he was mispal bat chaveiro. He was davening for her. Ki akol hi vayosa lo Hashem. Rivka had to daven for herself. And the damn tefil sadik ben tzadik. Tefil sadik ben tzadik doesn't have to be for himself. But tefil sadik ben rosh. Anyway, that's the Baal Shem's approach. It's a beautiful approach. And that's how he goes on with his mahalach. And obviously Yankif and Rachel and Leah, this is his approach. Now, the Chidah goes along the lines of the Baal Shem, but a little differently. He says that whenever there's a harkava, there's a tremendous amount of kedusha that has to come to the world, you have to get rid of the ra. Whatever klipas are there, whatever negative is there, has to be removed. Like a straining process. He says that's the reason why the concept of a shifcha was had. The shifcha was like a cleansing process. So when Avraham had Hagar, says the Chidah, that was a cleansing process. So that the klipa, whatever negative there was, went through Hagar to Yishmael, and Sarah got the pure Yitzchak. Okay. Rivka Imenu had assumed that has been resolved. Klai Yisrael don't need any more pseilas. Well, the truth is, all the midrashim are mashma like that. That each one of the imois felt that by their generation already, things were ready to be, they could be maimed the shvatim. So Rivka Imenu didn't think, and Yitzchak didn't suggest, and she didn't think that we need a cleansing process. That's why she didn't suggest, like Sarah did, a shifcha. There was no need for a shifcha. That wasn't even on the table. Because a shifcha will have a child, that child will be the psalus. There's no need for that. There was no need. And that's why she didn't suggest it. Yitzchak didn't suggest it, she didn't suggest it. When she became pregnant, she knew it was twins. She knew it was twins. She also had the seichel to know it's twins. And she knew bistame that the boy that's kicking to go in Beis Medrash, that's the good one. And the one that's kicking to go to the Beis Avodah Zarah, that's the not good one. But then she figured, why does she have to carry both of them? Just like Avraham Avinu had a Hagar to carry Yishmael, and sorry, Imenu was zoicha to carry a Yitzchak. She said, "Lo mazeh anoichi? Why me? If there is still basheret that from the halak of Yitzchak Avinu should come an Esav, lo mazeh anoichi? Why me?" The teretz is, it's true that Ra was coming here, but there was also tremendous gedolei Yisrael gerim that came from Esav, not from Yishmael. From Esav. Uncle Sager. He's metargum the whole Torah. Antoninus was Magaya the Yerushalmi, says, from the Gedolei Edom. That all came because Rivka carried her. That's the Navi's response to her. If it's Basheret that there has to be an Esav, why do I have to carry him? The Teretz is Shnei Geyim. This one is not like Yishmael. There's things for Klal Yisrael that have to come out of Esav too. And Mela, for that, you're the one who has to carry it. And Mela, that was Menachem. Because her whole Nechama, she wasn't saying abort. Chas v'shalom. She just had one question. Why me? Why am I carrying this? And for that, the Goyim says, Shnei Geim. Okay, we'll stop.